Talk about a conundrum. Blackberry Winter is a memory play about a disease that takes all memory away.
My mom is suffering from... No. My mom is living with Alzheimer's disease and the related dementia, and it's getting worse.
A serious topic, to be sure, but in this play, the story is related in an engaging, conversational, and disarmingly honest way that quickly catches your sympathy and interest. And unlike many plays about illness, this story is told by the caregiver, a daughter trying to help her increasingly forgetful mom who's moved into an assisted living facility. The daughter has chosen carefully.
It looks like a really nice residence inn. Not one of those middle-of-the-road fairs, but one of those deluxe residence inns that you wander into every once in a while and you think to yourself, wow, I really lucked out. A place with real plants. Not silk plants. Real, well-tended, healthy plants.
Hear the humor and the fine detail? Actress Amy Resnick brings this artfully written monologue to three-dimensional life, nonchalantly making the everyday desperation compelling and believable. It's remarkable acting, and Resnick rarely raises her voice as she fleshes out the urgent absurdity of daily life. Whenever she takes her mother shopping, her mom, who is never seen on stage, buys her another scarf, unable to recall that she's given her daughter dozens of scarves already. Resnick displays a huge stack of scarves with a sigh. It tickles your funny bone and breaks your heart at the same time. And the daughter's enormous dedication and her weariness and frustration seep through in dribs and drabs.
I don't drink, but lately I have become jealous of people who do.
It's a funny line, but not a cheap one, because it's oh so true. I've never seen a play that does a better job conveying the challenge of being a caregiver, knowing that your loved one will only get worse. And yet she carries on, determined to help in whatever way she still can. She's brave, even heroic in a way. And that gives this thoughtful play a counterintuitive uplift, something that makes this quietly told show very compelling and authentic in the end. Check this one out, because it's really rather special. Jeff Hudson, Capital Public Radio News.